Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, of saber rattling. The news out of North Korea, and I say news with quotation marks around it, continues on in its monotonous way to accuse the United States for all its ills and to praise the Kim dynasty for all its blessings. You can read it for yourself, by the way, at various North Korea websites. Go to chosunhouse.com resource page and you can see how to go directly to North Korea and find what they're saying. In a carefully ordered mixture of messages, Kim's men report first, "We just got a letter from the president of South Korea, Roh Moo-hyun, expressing his sorrow for our present flooding plight." And then number two, "The U.S. better stop its military hostile actions against their, quote, dialogue partners," that's us, the North Koreans, "or we're going to take countermeasures, are you scared, and that are different from the stand for dialogue that we have so far maintained." In other words, people throughout North Korea are going to hear and read this: "We're the cool, innocent people being victimized by you big guys. Here we are, only wanting to sit and talk with you and be friends, and you keep threatening us with these military exercises. How could you?" Well, those joint exercises are with South Korea. In this series of articles, he can say nothing wrong about the South Koreans, since he's receiving sympathy letters and sympathy finances from the South at present. So everything is America's fault. In a show of bravado reminiscent of the deceased Saddam Hussein, for the consumption of his adoring and believing subjects, he threatens the United States with countermeasures. And what might they be? And then the third article comes sandwiched in between a couple of bad stories. It's another story about the flood and the relief activities that will heal flood damage and stabilize people's life in flood-stricken areas. Well, in other words, the tragedy has finally hit Pyongyang and vicinity. We see no footage of the horrors of Kim's concentration camps or the cheapness of life in the Northeast, where his people continue to starve and die or flee when possible. Stability, my foot. If he cared for stability, he'd do everything in his considerable power to feed his people. Then the fourth article, no less than the vice dean of the political faculty of the University of Damascus in Syria has praised the Kim dynasty this week on the occasion of the 60th anniversary of the North Korean nightmare. Unfortunately for Kim, the translation of Syrian to Korean to English has left some truth showing. Here's how it comes out. Quote, "Exploits performed by President Kim Il-sung for the liberation of Korea were something no great man in history could ever do." Well, amen to that. No great men would allow their people to starve. No great man would try to build an empire on slave labor. No great man would drop a veil of secrecy around his empire. No, he'd want the entire world to come and see what he has done. As the ancient Solomon, exploits indeed. How about exploitation? Oh, and I forgot to mention the name of this exalted Syrian. Saber, and spelled S-A-B-E-R, as in saber, Balul. Now there is saber rattling in a most literal manner. Pray for North Korea. It is the only answer. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, Land of Morning Calm.